The NFL linemen are complaining about their uniform being too tight. They got some new uniforms.
It's not that the linemen are too big.
No.
Okay. No, but that is the problem.
The fabric on these new Nike slim fit uniforms.
No.
They look bad on a lineman. And the linemen are complaining, saying it doesn't fit. They can't even breathe.
Oh God.
Feel bad for the millionaires, huh?
They taking their blame to the wrong place, though. That's all that butt and gut. That don't have nothing to do with the uniform. I mean, slim fit means show the true fit. You got to slim down a little bit.
By the time the order comes in, they don't fit. That's what happens.
That's what happens, John. I don't care if it's Reebok, Nike, Armani suit. They going to look big in that suit.
Now they know how we feel with Spanx.
And the body magic on. And that's a hit. Nike made that thing to hold in all the parts they need to slim down. Looking on that, you ain't got to be 300 pounds to play the position. You could be 250 solid muscle. And one of them's wife said it looked like he ate a little baby. She been trying to get that off for a long time. She didn't know how to say it. She said, you know what, it did look like you ate a little baby. He did a succulent pig is what he ate.
When you watch the linemen on screen in HD, they do look like, oh man.
Yeah, they look horrible.
They look horrible.
Big boys. They walking up there, but it's not the uniform. It's that funny body build. It's not the uniform. they just little Pillsbury Doughboys. You know, it happens.
So there was this attorney in New Orleans, and he's before the court, and a joint falls out his pocket in court.
Oops.
That messed up your argument.
Oh my God.
He probably was on a roll too, arguing. You know what I mean? He had a roll going, man.
Oh, he did have a roll.
And the police, you know, took him there.
He had to bring the joint inside, but I mean, you know, he got caught slipping.
Well, you know why? You know why he had the joint?
Why?
He's a Saints fan. I said it was
in
the water.
That'll make you smoke and drink, yeah.
The Saints fans need some weed. They need something. They need some comfort.
When has weed been a career ender? It was a joint. You know, hey, Tom, I'm from D.C. where the man smoked crack on TV and we still reelected him. And we continue to support him. It's a human thing. He made a mistake, but his wife is the terrible one. She ain't loyal, worth nothing. I ain't never seen nobody throw their husband under the bus like that.
Well, she's running for city council.
If she should put out the statement like everybody else, you know, can we have respect and privacy at this
time?
Yeah, while we deal with a difficult situation. Not, you know what, I don't know what he doing. He need help. He on weed. I mean, she gave him. She put out a statement like a parent give to a school principal. That's your husband, not your child. I mean, I know she's running for city council, but she gave all this bad statement. She gonna lose all the people that smoke weed and used to smoke weed, not gonna vote for her now.
And I suspect that's a large contingent.
Especially in New Orleans.
Especially, you know, in New Orleans, drinking and everything else. She threw him under the bus. But he made a little mistake. He'll be all right. Little weed ain't never hurt nobody. Even the president admitted he used to puff back in the day. It's all good.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's move away from that one, Dominique.
Japan opens its first masturbation bar for women.
Wow, that's very progressive and innovative, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you walk in there, that's not a blender you hear.
Wait a minute. No, you have to go to a bar.
I thought the same thing, Sib. I thought they used to do that in private.
Really?
But I mean, I had several opportunities while I'm getting dressed to get that out the way. I mean, I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to lotion up. What am I waiting on? all this going on, and I'm ignoring all this to go to the bar. I thought the same thing, Sib. I said, and you know I'm all right. You know me, Sib. I'm not. I wouldn't be good in this setting anyway. You know, with my Clorox wipes and Lysol and white gloves.
So germophobic.
Yeah, you. I wouldn't be good at all, Sib. They'd be like, she crazy. Hell, walking up in here. I mean, but they are innovative. I mean, what can I mean? I've heard of getting a buzz, but this the next level. I mean, do they give you a nap? Are you going to be to take a quick nap when it's out? And what about the bartender that got to say last call? I mean, you done enough in here today.
Oh,
and you'll need a designated driver, a wheelchair. Somebody gonna have to wheel you out after your legs
get shaking. Legs are gone, huh?
Yeah, and if
legs
I'm gonna go
all
out,
shaking.
Oh, shaking, and they ask one club that don't need a bouncer. Everybody gonna be calm in the club. Nobody's gonna be arguing.
First club.
I mean, but look, Tom. If I'm gonna go to the bar, you might as well have somebody else do it for you when you get there.
Hey, Dominique, how do you buy a round for everybody?
That's a rough one right there, Jay.
Dominique's in Kansas City at the Municipal Auditorium tonight. Okay.